Here's an image of Richard Booth, the man who famously put Hay on Wye on the map as the first book town of the world. So founding in the 1960s at that book festival, is it every May, that notoriously Bill Clinton came to attend. Well, not the kind of person you'd want to invite to your place. I know he's well known, but a mass murderer and a sexual criminal and all the rest of it. But he disgraced this place with his presence. So Richard Hay came here, launched that literary festival, pronounced himself the King of Hay, and said that they were seceding from Wales, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, found the local newspaper, the Hay Herald, began selling all this merchandise. So there he is, Richard Booth, the soi-disant King of Hay. And indeed, he would sell noble titles for £55. You could make yourself a duke or a whatever, or an earl. And so there are lots of independent second-hand bookshops. It's astonishing for a small, fairly remote place. It's not the only big centre population that you know, Ricardus Primus Rex, King Richard I, Cœur de Livre, as in Lion of Books, Heart of Books, as opposed to Lion Heart. Look at that. Of course, the O and the E should be squashed together, as a French name. It's an allusion to Cœur de Lion, as in Lion Heart, Richard the Lion Heart. Okay, so that's him. Yeah, he stood down in 2017. He died in 2019. And here are some of these. A lot of secondhand books to purchase. Some kingly robes. Would you like to, you know, swathe yourself in these regal robes? Wow, and look at that, a real crown with these glass jewels. My goodness. And fur, probably from like a chicken's feathers or something. Okay, so there we go. So this is the Hay Herald, the Independence Times of Hay, the town Hay on Wye. Well, that's it. Anyway, so he ruled over them as a benevolent dictator. Yeah, purchase your aristocratic title. Get one of these documents on parchment, sealed in wax. I don't know which king has inherited this, but some of his personal effects are here in Hay Castle. And I like the hammer beam roof. Okay, anyway, thanks for watching my video. That's enough from Hay on Wye Castle. Said to be built by Lady Matilda de Browse, an Anglo-Norman lady. In the late 11th century, in a single night, methinks it's not true. She dropped a stone in her foot and then she threw it to Lois because it hurt her, and the stone is still there in the churchyard. Her husband was known as the Ogre of Abergavenny for inviting some rivals to a dinner and then murdering them, a bit like the Black Supper of the Douglases in North Britain. Is there anything else we should say about here? And then she fell out with King John I, been a favourite of his. Her sons were taken as ransom for unpaid tax, eventually starved to death. So that is Lady Matilda. There's said to be a monk's ghost which goes around this little castle. What else? In the 17th century, rebuilt as a manor house. Okay? I don't think those are original robes. See how high it is. But a lot of the stonework will be original. So there it is. Okay? A printing press. I suspect the floor's been redone. Maybe redone to make it look older than it is. Well, go in and see somebody nudie Rudy in the life drawing. Maybe I'll resist the temptation. Our younger viewers won't know what that is, a typewriter, before we had computers and printing and stuff like that. And that is down to the centre of the town, down through there. Okay. When I'm watching these back, I'm always aware that I change angle too fast. So let people know what, see what they're looking at. It's cold in here, I'm still wearing this, okay. Okay, and so down into the entrance hall. Well, that is Hay on Wye Castle, £7.50. You get the ticket, you can use it for a year. You can give it to somebody else to use. Entrance hall, buy your tickets in the shop. Under 18s are free, okay. There's down in there, there's a little introductory film, but it doesn't actually say anything, just gives you images. A little cafe out the front, but there are loads of cafes around here. So they actually burn a fire there sometimes. I'm not sure we're allowed to exit this way. All right, thank you so much for watching my video about Hay on Wye Castle.